Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. There goes Button. The throw from Lawler to second, and Button is out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, but in applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Klusowski moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klusowski scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Lawler scores. Landis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a line drive to center field. Keough throws towards Button. Button fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Klusowski moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Minoso moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Klusowski moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis is walked intentionally. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Klusowski scores. Smith scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Smith moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Smith moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Wirtz moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's 11-4, White Sox. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-6, White Sox. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.